Welcome to Machine Learning, How the World Works, Lost in Space. I'm excited to talk about this movie episode because it highlights two central themes. Number one, Judy's love with Don, and I'm going to predict that they will eventually get married, and I'm going to provide the arguments for why that makes sense. And the second one is protection of Will Rogers by the robot, and how in the final act in the series, the robot does act to protect Will Rogers, and kind of how there's this mutual understanding between the robot and Will Rogers, where both the robot trust Will Rogers, and Will Rogers trusts the robot. So hopefully you'll like my arguments, and let's get started. Now, how did the Robinsons they get separated from the? First of all, let's set some backdrop. The Robinsons family are colonists, and they were aboard the Resolute, but they get separated after a massive due to an attack by a robot, they are forced to evacuate and escape in the smaller Jupiter ships. So robots at that point are antagonistic towards the foreigners. During their escape on Jupiter 2, the spacecraft carrying the Robinson family crash on an alien planet. The Robinsons have to navigate a hostile environment of the alien planet, faced with various challenges and dangers. They work together to survive and explore their surroundings in a search of a ways to contact the Resolute for rescue. And so you see through this episode, eventually they're going to meet other survivors, and then these survivors will take their Jupiters, and together, collectively, they'll escape the planet's surface, and they will reunite with the Resolute, and they'll use the robot technology for their engines to navigate to Alpha Centurion. So that's the kind of the overall plot. Now, we look at the character Don West. This is the character that Judy falls in love with, and he builds a really good relationship with the family. I use genuine friend to do a lot of the analysis, to do the logic puzzle piece together, to validate my idea that Don will become Judy's husband. So let's get started. Don West is a smuggler and a mechanic who has become an unexpected ally, and I'm going to say family member, to the Robinson family. He is very important to the Robinson family. In space, when they are trying to salvage a material from a vessel, his ingenuity and skill allow the Robinson father and himself to be rescued. And that creates a bond of trust between the father and Don, and so there's a mutual respect after that event. Now, initially, he was had a self-serving attitude, and he had a chicken, and he didn't want to make any commitments. But he develops a bond with the family and becomes a trusted member of the group. Don provides valuable skills, resources, and knowledge that aid the Robinson in their quest to reunite with the Resolute. Don is an indispensable member of the Robinson's family survival. He plays a pivotal role in their journey, exemplifying bravery and resourcefulness. And that's what I was talking to you about. Wherever he's involved with the family, he's always the one who thinks about how to get the Jupiter launched so that they can use that to escape the planet's surface. He fixes the equipment when it's broken. He's very resourceful. Don's quick thinking saves Judy from a life-threatening situation and creates that bond of love and trust that I believe will later be a catalyst for her decision to marry him. His mechanical and piloting skills enable the safe navigation through treacherous terrain, ensuring the survival in hazardous environments. He becomes Judy's prince in shining armor. Don's connections as a former smuggler grant them access to vital resources such as food and equipment, providing essentials for their well-being. Now, the means justify the ends. That smuggler deal is a bad thing. You know, usually smugglers are self-interest. They can't be trusted. They're lone rogues, entities. But Don seems to have had a rough life, and now he's gained trust with the Robinson. He wants to change his ways and become a trusted member. Through challenges they face, Don stands by the Robinsons, providing practical assistance and emotional support. Now, Dr. Smith, on the other hand, she is not a convicted criminal, but she definitely had criminal behaviors and was highly deceptive and had addictive behaviors and compulsive behaviors. And she acts like a sociopath at times, and then other times she acts like a normal human being. She seems to be very intelligent, but she's highly manipulative and very controlling. But she also seems to have joined with the Robinsons, but more out of self-preservation. She needs the Robinsons to get off the planet. She needs the Robinsons to try to gain control of the Jupiter ship. She needs the Robinsons robot to gain power. Her actions have created doubt and mistrust in the past, and even the mother Robinson swears that she will never trust Smith, but is forced by circumstances to trust her. She's known as June Harris. She has a complex character. She manipulates fellow colonists on the Resolute. She stole her identity from her sister's Jessica's identity to board the Resolute, probably to get off Earth, either because she wanted to have an adventure, she was tired of her existing life and she wanted to create a new persona, or she was had criminal implications and was running. When asked for medical advice, Dr. Smith claims to be a therapist. She fabricates and makes up a brother to win over a friendly mechanic, and she fakes her death to gain passage to evacuate the Jupiter transport. And don't forget also, she reassembled Robot to use Robot to as her bodyguard to try to capture and control the Robinsons. Now they often with Dr. Smith and the Robinsons, they have to work together to ensure their survival. Despite knowing Dr. Smith's deceptive nature, they sometimes have no choice but to trust her as an extra pair of hands. John Robinson feels a personal responsibility to his wife and children. If he were to harm or abandon Dr. Smith, it could have serious consequences to his family. This fear of being seen as a murderer or letting someone die weighs heavily on his decision-making. At times, Dr. Smith performs acts of altruism, which is kind of the strange thing. She's almost like a narcissist. She, for some reason, she will act out and perform acts of altruism, but just to gain the trust of the Robinsons. It's all about her self-interest and her desire to control things. She's very manipulative. She takes advantage of vulnerabilities to gain trust. She is helpful and holds out an open hand to get what she wants. In some instances, the Robinsons find themselves without viable alternatives, and they need an extra crew member with specific skills, and Dr. Smith's only option available to them at the time. It seems like that I would say that she's more trying to escape from the law. Dr. Smith had a criminal past and was likely to try to escape the consequences of her action on Earth than by assuming the identity of Dr. Zachary Smith and boards the Resolute. She hopes to start a new life away from authorities. We look at the next character, Vivian J. DeHaar. He's a young survivor who forms a connection with Penny Robinson. I think there's just more of a friendship there, not so much as a deep love. And they do some adventures, and they're more like a boyfriend-girlfriend. Marine and Don work together to build a new spacecraft and to replace the damaged Resolute. In their quest to reunite with the Resolute, the Robinson family faces unexpected discoveries. They're looking for ways to find Robot and secure safe passage to Alpha Centauri, where the Resolute was heading. The Robinson family, along with other colonists, managed to reunite the Resolute. The children, led by the Robinson kids, left for the star system in a ship piloted by Robot. They are taken to Fortuna, a colony ship that had vanished years ago. And in that, one of the Robinson members discovers her father. The Robinson family consists of Robinson, John, Maureen, Judy, Penny, and Will. But there's another character, I forget what her name is, but she discovers that her father is a famous astronaut and that he's survived, and she learns about his life. Now, John and Maureen's relationship with parents tested while they're trying to keep their family together in the face of danger. Judy, the oldest daughter, struggles with her sense of responsibility towards her younger siblings. Penny, the middle child, brings a sense of humor and levity to the group. Will, the youngest, forms a special bond with Robot. Okay, so the interplay between Robot and Will and Dr. Smith adds a layer of tension and drama to the series, highlighting the different motivations and ethical dilemmas faced by each character. It's fascinating exploration of how conflicting personalities and agendas can shape the course of events in a survival scenario. In the crash landing, the Robinson family crashes on an unknown planet. They landed on is fraught with environmental hazards. Some areas don't have oxygen, some are cold, some are filled with water. They have dangerous flora and fauna, unpredictable terrain. They have limited supply, so it's truly a survival situation that they've been put in. Characters have to ration food, water, and other resources to ensure survival. They encounter aliens, which adds a new level of danger. And the robot who Will was able to build trust with is of a race of robots created by the builders who don't like human beings, and so they have wars with these robots, and they have to rely almost like Alien, and they have to rely on each other to figure out how to suspend time so that the robots don't kill them. Reliance on advanced technology for survival brings in its own set of challenges, especially like the rover. It's solar powered. Judy has to learn how to drive it in an emergency situation when they're fighting against Scar. During the battle, Will Robinson has a special bond with Robot, orchestrates a plan to defeat Sar. Okay, this is the part of the argument I'm going to make about how Robot protects Will Rogers through the whole theme. Will's newly installed mechanical heart, fortified by a piece from Robot, blocking Sar's weapon when he attempts to stab Will for the second time. At this point, Robot's consciousness takes over Sar's body. Again, that was a brilliant move. They lured Sar in. They showed him aspects of the relationship between Will and Robot. And Sar became envious of that relationship and sought to kill Will Rogers and take away the thing that he was envious of with Robot. And in the act of doing that, allows Robot to win the chess game and take over Sar's body. The red face on Robot in particular episodes suggests that they are understanding. There's a psychic link between Will and the robot. Robots in the show are amalgamated of shape-shifting element metal and organic thought patterns. They are part of a species of alien robots created by another alien race known as robot builders. You get kind of this idea of these robot builders. They almost have a prehistoric entity, but they build huge things, megaliths, but there's just little evidence left behind of them. They became extinct, and they no longer exist. Were they killed off from a previous war? It's unknown. But there was some. It's more likely that they perished from a catastrophic event caused by the alien engine. Without their creators, the robots were left to navigate their existence and fulfill their original purpose on their own, potentially seeking out new goals and missions in the absence of their creators. Well, that's kind of interesting because Robot then realizes that Will is the creator, and he forms a bond with Will, where the other robots didn't realize that Will would be the creator, and they are randomly and chaotically trying to find purpose in the universe and not doing a very good job at it. So it shows that when machines are left to determine their own purpose, if they don't have a creator, then they become chaotic. Robot's initial purpose was to rescue and protect Scarecrow, another robot with whom they share their own personal relationship. And they embark on a mission to retrieve water, where Scarecrow is portrayed as a menacing, pursuing the children. Eventually, Scarecrow shows compassion towards Will Rogers, considering him a family member. But Scarecrow is eventually killed in the robot conflict. So the robot's primary goal was to rescue and protect Scarecrow, another robot whom he shared a past friendship. Robot detects Scarecrow on the Resolute and goes to rescue him and retrieve his engine. Engine is crucial for Scarecrow's navigation to Alpha Centauri. Without the engine, Scarecrow's ability to navigate and reach Alpha Centauri would be severely compromised. The engine plays a vital role in the robot's mission to rescue and protect Scarecrow. So, Judy, Maureen thinks that she's kind of like trying to protect Judy as a parent, and she's learning that Judy's growing up into a woman, and she wants to shield Judy from potential complications of emotional distress, but that's impossible. She can't really control Judy. Judy's getting stronger. She's becoming more of a woman, more independent. Maureen is afraid of how Grant would react to the news of having a daughter, especially if their relationship ended on uncertain terms. She might have been concerned about the potential negative repercussions or disruptions of their current friendship. Judy Keats Prentl is a secret may have been unintended consequences, implications for Judy's relationship with her father. Okay, so her father doesn't know about her, and I think I got this wrong. It's not Judy and Don West. It's Penny and Don West that could. Well, no, it is Judy. No, it's Judy. And Judy and Don West share playful banter. They're intimate. Their romantic relationship is not the central focus of the show. But I think they missed out. There are clues that there's potential romantic interest between Judy Robinson and Don West, and they need to be further explored. Judy Robinson and Don West seem to be deeply in love with each other, and there are numerous clues to indicate that she will fall in love with him and marry him. He's undergone significant transformation from being a self-serving smuggler to a trusted ally in the Robinson family, so the family approves of him. Don's actions and dedication to the family survival show qualities of bravery, resourcefulness, and loyalty. His quick thinking and skills contribute to well-being and safety in challenging situations, and his support fosters a strong bond in the family. There's compatibility. Don's transformation from being a self-serving individual to a dedicated ally is more likely to be seen as developing deep and genuine love rather than puppy love. Don impresses Judy's father in Lost in Space. It seems that Judy's father's approval of Don may indeed lead to a happy marriage for Judy and Don. When parents approve of a relationship, it can bring a strong sense of support and stability to the couple, which is an important